Welcome to Building My Legacy Podcast. This podcast is designed for leaders and entrepreneurs who want to leave a legacy and will provide strategies that focus upon key elements for legacy creation, determining your desired impact and its benefit, increasing your legacy's reach by engaging key stakeholders, planning, prioritizing, and executing. Here's your host, Dr. Lois Sonstegard.
Welcome, everybody, to today's Building My Legacy podcast. I have with me today Harry Glantz. I have had the privilege of having several conversations with Harry over the last several months and have been drawn to him partly because of his experiences, but also the wisdom that he brings to the workplace today. He has just retired, although is back at the business, helping them still. So he was Senior Vice President of Human Resources and the Director at RailWorks Corporation. He's worked with unions, non-union companies. He's worked with small startups to very large companies. He's worked with employee sizes of 100 to 3,000 plus. So he has a huge, vast experience. And one of the things that I wanted to spend some time with Harry on today is what's happening in the workplace and how do we need to begin to think about it. He is a transformation person. He's looking at change within organizations, so his perspective is remarkable. Harry, with that, your thoughts.
Well,
where would you like to begin?
Well, I want to begin by saying thank you for the kind words. Appreciate it. Keep in mind, I'm glad you did mention that I am retired because it really gives a different understanding of what's going on and my outlook, because I can make all of the comments that I want, and I'm not going to really make anybody nervous or upset because I don't work for them now. And it's kind of a good plan. I still do stay in touch with my organization, which, keep in mind, does have a whole lot of different types of people that work there. And by that, we did maintenance and construction for the railroads. So you have the people that are out in the field all of the time. And that's the bulk of it. But then you have a significant level of, whether you call it administration or corporate or whatnot, that's there also. So there's somewhat of a battle with that as to how do you do both of these? How do you now present rules and how we want to run the organization when you've got two things that are really diametrically opposed, but they both have their issues on it. I think one that you were referring to is all of this thing about, okay, everybody, back in your office. Well, that's failed 3 and 4 times in most companies right now because people aren't ready for that. And to the credit of employees, they're really looking at how they have operated over the last 2.5 years, or at least 2 years. And you have a whole new level of people that have come into the workforce with it. And they're being very careful about how they have managed their personal life, because that's a whole bigger issue now. Here's what I do for my kids at school. Here's how my husband and I are waiting for somebody to come home. So it isn't the idea of working 5 days a week in an office anymore. Most people, especially if they have kids in school, they're not going to do it. And what makes that even more difficult is everybody has at this moment an awful lot of choices. You keep hearing the formula that says, well, for anybody that wants to work, they've got at least 2 jobs that they can go look at other than the one of their own right now. So you've got that. The other thing that I wanted to point out, though, is what I'm hearing in the workplace is people are concerned at what's going to happen after the first of the year, because we have the midterm election coming about, and that's having a significant effect on, I think, not just employees, but the manner in which management is now trying to manage all of that. You got the big issue of inflation. What's it going to happen? How is the how's the government going to indeed work with all of that? What's the Fed going to do? Keep hearing that, well, we got to bring things down. And all that means is after the first of the year, some companies are going to be having layoffs. And how do you deal with all of that? Because what's occurring now just might not be the same environment. I don't think it will be. And I think that's going to be a significant issue. So I do think these midterm elections are having a lot to do with that, because I don't know about you, but every time I put on the TV, I hear something about the Democrats and I hear something about the Republicans, and they're not close at all. So from a collaboration standpoint, nobody sees that happening in the government. So why should I do all of this? If I can get another job and I don't like where I am now, I may just go and try and indeed do that. And then I'll see who's going to give me the best deal with all of it. And that's who I'll vote for in November. I think that's a big piece to what's going on right now.
So part of what I hear you saying is we've become very self-oriented. We're looking at what we're doing in our workplace in terms of what am I going to get back? How is it going to impact my life? Another thing I'm hearing is, you know what, when I'm at home working, I'm more efficient. I don't go to all those meaningless meetings now. I can get more work done. Now I can have a side hustle. So I'm making more income, actually, in this hybrid model. And I'm not about to have you take that away.
I think you're in the majority of people that are looking at it in that manner, without question.
Okay. So I'm going to start. There's a lot going on with the employees. I want to talk about that. But I want to start at the corporate level, because it's easy, Harry, I think, when you're in the workplace and you're an employee, to say, wow, what's going on with management? I don't get them. They have their thumbs on things all the time. They can't do people. They take energy out of the company. They don't put energy into the company. And then I look at C-suite people and their pressures from the board of directors. And I go, really, are their pressures any different from the employee pressure? So I want to talk about that first, because that's a discussion we don't have.
Well, I think you have a good point with it. And part of the issue that I have seen is that management, they're not always around, even in the office. It wasn't unusual to not see some of the senior people for several weeks. That hadn't changed. One of the things that has changed is because of the pandemic, especially at the upper levels, some of the senior people, more than before, they now have two homes. So they're not necessarily in the corporate office or in the same town that that corporate office was in. They like being in Florida. I don't know how that works now, but that's where they were. And they're not in New York or some other place like that. I don't think that that's unusual. And the impetus to get people back in the office was to have people being somewhat collaborative, because office space was built like that over the last few years. People had rooms to go into and to work with one another on projects. Senior people could walk down an aisle and see who's over there and who has just joined us and who is working, and have a discussion with them. And for the most part, that would not be unusual to have that have a positive effect on somebody because they impressed somebody with a presentation or something. That doesn't happen as much now. We can say that it can happen the way you and I are meeting now virtually, but it's not the same. And the majority of employees below that suite level, they really want it for their comfort and for how they can make their life as good as it can be. And coming in four or five days a week into the office is not one of the things that they're really indeed looking for. But there is a negative piece for them because they don't get to, in my term for it, show off, have some type of opportunity to show, here's the project we're working on, here's what I'm recommending, here are the notes with all of it, here's what it's going to cost us, here is a book that I put together, it has the slides in it and whatnot, I'm going to provide it to you, but I'm going to go over all of those things now. All of that doesn't happen as much as it once did. That's going to have a significant effect going forward.
Effect on who? The leader, because they don't have the tools that they need, or on the employee because they can't get seen as readily as they were, or is it both?
Both. That's a good point, because I still believe what I mentioned before is going to have an effect after the first of the year. People are going to be leaving again because there's either going to be the talk about, here's what inflation has done, here's what's happening, here's what's happened with the midterm elections, and there's going to be some type of effect on that beginning in January and February. And if indeed inflation stays where it is and doesn't come down, there's going to be some changes in companies. They're not going to continue to keep all of the people that have been hired since the beginning of this year. I mean, companies have really done a heck of a job with all of that and all of the new jobs that have been established. But if that inflation doesn't come down, that's going to have a negative effect on it. And I think that that's one of the things that HR people are, if they're not concerned about it now, they will be concerned after the midterm elections with it, I believe.
Okay, so if the economy doesn't improve, inflation doesn't improve, there will be a major downsizing within companies. Does that mean that they shrink their activities, or does it mean they simply outsource?
I think it's going to be more of skinning down what they do. I don't think that outsourcing, because for all intents and purposes, when people are not in the office where they needed, where senior management wants them to be, to a great extent, that's outsourcing it to some other place anyway, and that's what management isn't really liking right now. So I don't think that's going to happen. I do think that they're going to bring down their cost of work, and that'll be because there's going to be some layoffs with all of this.
Okay, that layoffs, if you're not going to outsource, layoffs means you're going to have to shed divisions, departments. You're going to have to shed something, because you can't keep asking people to do more work. At some point, you know, it's like a machine. You can oil it, and finally the parts fall apart.
I think you're absolutely correct, but I think it's going to be mandatory to do it because keep in mind what has occurred over this last year, especially salaries have gone up. That's a good thing. That's what's attracted people to jobs that they never would have looked at before. But unless the business is going to be able to continue to have that additional cost, they're going to start to have it come down. And I think that that's what's going to be a significant negative after the first of the year.
How about from the employee perspective? What's the employees ought to be looking for another job or have one in their back pocket is partly what I'm hearing you say, right?
Oh, I think they're doing that. Absolutely.
They are doing it, yes. Which then says, it's like one person said to me, I'm every day prepared to resign and take a new job.
I don't think that that's an unusual thing. I don't.
Isn't that amazing?
I think we're going to see more of it. And
so, yeah, go ahead.
No, whether that's going to be a positive or not, if it's going to be something that really offers employees something better, whether it is a job that is extremely interesting and has money with it in some manner with all of it, I think they're going to take those things. And rather than stay and wait for the rumor to take effect, and the company is going to start to take itself down a bit.
So a company such as yours, but that's true of a lot of companies, large mm-hmm. companies, they have your corporate group of people, and then you have, especially if there's any manufacturing components involved, you've got the group of people who are actually producing the widgets that allow you to function. So when you cut, what do you cut? Is it the widgets at the top, or is it the widgets at the bottom?
It's certainly a good question. It's going to really depend upon how much business there is. If business has fallen down 10%, may not need to cut all that much. If it's starting to fall down because of inflation again, and it's going into 25-30%, there could be another answer to that, meaning we are going to cut down for a while.
Well, in the rail business, wasn't there just recently a union dissension that occurred? And so there's some problems there that are forthcoming, perhaps, that will shift what happens in that.
Amtrak, right.
Yeah.
With everyone thought that they got this new contract done, but when it went out to the rank and file, they didn't accept it.
Right, because the rank and file is now getting smart. They're realizing, in a sense, I think there's a realization. I have to get enough income to withstand a downturn where I may be without employment for a while, because I may be one of the people axed in the whole process. So, Harry, as you look at what goes on in businesses right now as an HR person, where are your top priorities? How do you manage this situation right now? And how do you prioritize that?
I think you had mentioned about collaboration. I think the collaboration has to start within the departments so that people have an understanding as to this is what is occurring versus the rumors that are happening in it. I know that was something that we really, I thought we're pretty good at, having these virtual meetings so that you could tell people, even though we don't have everybody in the same room on a regular basis, a weekly basis, we could say, okay, here's what's going on. And I think that's going to need to be something that management has a role in, to continue to tell the organization, here's where we're going, here's what's happening, here's the good news with all of this. A lot of companies have that without question. But I think that's going to need to really be put into the equation. It's not just having one person or one senior executive do all of the talking with all of it. It's going to need to, I think, have the necessity to have as many senior people indicating, here's what's going on, here's what we're doing, here's the new business we've gotten, and here's what will be occurring with all of that over the next 2-3 months, something of that sort. But it does have to really be coming from the top of the organization so that it can go all the way down in the organization and everybody hearing the same thing.
You know, what's interesting about collaboration is done well, done correctly, done effectively, actually, it requires taking a cross-section across an organization and getting them all involved. And I just want to give you this example because it's the easiest way to understand it. It comes from Francis Galton, 1906, a statistician who wanted to prove that the experts were always correct. They are the closest to the truth. And that's why in management, you always have the experts at the top making decisions for the organization. So he went to a livestock show in London and was watching people guessing on the weight of this ox. What would this ox's dressed weight be? So after the head, the hoofs, the hide is removed, what would the weight of this ox be? And when the award had been awarded, he then went to the judge and he said, can I have all the papers with the guesses on it? And he lined them up according to who were the experts, who were the people, the experts on livestock, who were the veterinarians, who mucked the stalls and saw the livestock all the time. And then just the passerby, the people who just saw what was going on and wanted to have a voice. Here's what he learned. The experts weren't close, nor were the others. But when you took all of the guesses and you took the mean, you were 1 pound away from the correct dressed weight. So he then went on and studied other things and found that actually, if you really want to get to the truth of what's going on in a situation, you have to get a broad section of people. If you only have the experts, you'll never get close to how to solve the problem. And so for me, when I look at collaboration, I really look at how broad do you have representation in making decisions? Because if you don't have breadth, you won't get a solution, not one that will effectively solve the problem. So that's it. But Francis Galton, and then it's gone. Other people have done further research and substantiated it. So it's quite fascinating. Mm. And, those of us who've spent forever, for me, in education and then leading companies, and, you're sort of the same way. You kind of begin to think that you know the right answers. And Francis Galton's research has made me step back and really take a look at my biases.
That's a good example.
So communication. One of the priorities you were saying has to be communication. What other things would you say that people within HR or in leadership really need to think through if we're going to make our workplaces effective again?
Well, I think along with the communication, then it is going to need to be for senior people to be available in various offices. If that means there's more travel and whatnot, it needs to be there. I think that's going to be, it's one thing to, again, hear it virtually. It's another thing to hear it firsthand. Yes. And I think that that's going to be necessary. Not just the senior person doing all of the talking, but that senior person doing a lot of listening. Yeah. And that gets around in an organization. That we had this meeting, we had the senior person here, and he gave us some information, but he certainly did a lot of listening. The third piece to that is, okay, you listened. Here's what people indicated. Now you got to do something and make sure that everyone knows this came from these meetings. I heard the same thing in three places and whatnot. I think that's going to be part of all of this also. It's the ability to not just talk, but it's the ability to also listen. And I think that that's going to be something that is really, really necessary going forward.
In a sense, what you're talking about is connections. You're connecting with the people within your company, right? Mm-hmm. And if there's anything that we're hearing from the younger generation, it's please. Let us connect with somebody, somewhere, something, right? And they're coming to work because they want a connection and they're not finding it.
It's a good point. Absolutely.
So as you look at what's happening, where do you see pockets of hope?
I think there's going to be some pockets of hope when we already know that there have been an awful lot of jobs that have been established, much more than has come around in other years. And I think people that have gone into a new and different job, to an extent, perhaps in a different company, they're going to take some very, very good things with them, and they're going to be listening, and they're going to then develop some very, very good traits and talents. And I think that's going to be a very, very good thing also. When people then start to take a look at, well, what's going to happen with this company that I joined, they actually will have a secondary briefcase of, here's what I'm taking out of this company right now. Here's what I did indeed learn with it. And that's something that they will have to push themselves out and say, okay, I did this, I did that, and here's what happened with my the company that I was just with. Why are you looking to leave? Well, they're doing some changes, and I've decided to make sure that I had some type of other job, other means of making a living with it. And here's what I can bring to the table different than what I would have a year ago.
You know, isn't it interesting? It's almost like you have to look at every employee today as a contract worker. If you don't take care of them, they're not coming back.
Well, you're exactly correct. You are exactly correct. That's the way it'll be. And it's all going to really depend upon where we are with this whole inflation. And I'll say it again. I think what happens with the midterm elections, that's going to be a big deal for the country now. Where's it going to go? Is it going to stay Democratic, or are the Republicans going to take over, whether it's the Senate, the House? If that's the case, that's going to make passing laws a whole lot more difficult. But there's always a chance of all of that. If it doesn't, and we stay with where we are now, and there's at least a plan for what the Democrats want to indeed have happen, if they've got the control of it, a lot of those things are going to indeed occur.
Yeah. So I think we're always impacted by ideologies, political ideologies in particular, because they impact our culture. They impact certainly economy. We're seeing that right now. But I think it's also the narrative of how we address one another. I think we've hit in many ways, it's fascinating, because in politics, we have a heightened rancor that goes on. We see that in the press as well. However, in our workplaces, we want silence. Please, PC. Do not speak your opinion. And that is problematic. So we have a double standard in terms of what's appropriate behavior, right? And that is also, I think, what leads to a lot of frustration and lack of trust. You know, if Gallup says only 24% of people trust their leadership right now, what does that really mean for what you can do as a leader in an organization?
It means you got a lot of work to do in getting back that trust. It's difficult, but I think the listening piece is also what's important with it. But then also, after someone listens, here's how we're going to indeed do. Here's how we're going to address that. So I think that communication is going to need to certainly stay in an organization, and I think everybody's going to need to be a part of that.
Got it. Harry, our time is almost up. What have we not talked about that is really important that we should have talked about, or what you've observed that you think people should think about?
Well, I think you have gotten to all of the major points with it. We talked about the necessity for collaboration. We've also talked about the communication piece to it and the real possibility that there are going to be changes after the first of the year and how organizations are going to indeed deal with that. I think that's a whole lot. And if we can start with that and everybody get on the same page with it, I certainly believe there can be an awful lot of things that are done and are beneficial to not just the company, but all of the employees also. And that'll change also after the first of the year.
Lots of change. A lot of change.
Correct. If we can get people to be comfortable with one another, be able to listen well, and then offer some points with all of it, I think we'll probably make some headway with it. But I think it's going to be interesting of what starts to occur after the first of the year. I wish I had some way to see into the future with it, but I don't yet.
Okay. Well, we're going to keep it. We're going to have more of these discussions, Harry, because I think it is huge. I think if we don't address this, we're going to see some serious implications, some serious consequences within our organizations. And we don't need to go there. We can prevent a lot of it. We just need to be thoughtful. So we're going to have more of these discussions if you're amenable to that.
It would be my pleasure. Thank you very much for the opportunity today.
You are so welcome, Harry. And for those of you who are listening to Building My Legacy podcast today, thank you for being with us. And remember to visit our website at www.buildtomorrow2, and our newest website, which is www.startwithcollaboration.com. And again, Harry, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Building My Legacy podcast with Dr. Lois Sonstegard. To book your appointment with Dr. Sonstegard, visit www.buildtomorrow.com.